Welcome to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial. During today's program, your host, Mark Friedman, may discuss specific financial planning and investment ideas. These discussions are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. Always consult a certified financial planning professional, qualified attorney, or tax advisor prior to investing to determine what is appropriate for you. Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor, member FINRA, and SIPC. And now, here's the host of Dollars and Cents, Mark Friedman of Friedman Financial. If you don't want to see me, did a full 180, crazy, thinking about the way I was. Did the heartbreak change me? Maybe, but look at where I ended up. I'm all good already, so moved on. It's scary, I'm not where you left me at all. So, if you don't wanna see me, thank you for listening to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial. These discussions are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations. Please consult a certified financial planning planner, tax professional, or attorney prior to investing to determine what is appropriate for you. Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor.
Welcome back to another edition of Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial. We are approaching Super Bowl Sunday this weekend, and it is time for the big game of the year. I'm not sure if I'm allowed to say Super Bowl on this podcast without getting in trouble, because I think it's a licensing issue, but we'll be fine, Marion.
Do you have your snacks ready, Mark?
I'm getting my snacks ready. My name is Mark Friedman. I'm president and CEO of Friedman Financial, and I'm joined by my business partner, Marion Gilman. Marion, how are you today?
I'm great. How are you, Mark? Looking forward to the Super Bowl.
The Super Bowl, yeah. Patriots aren't in it, but a former Patriot player has made a bit of news this week.
He certainly has, and he's from New England.
He is from New England.
So you know we're all talking about Tom Brady.
Yeah, and he has decided to announce his retirement for the second time for good.
Deja vu all over again.
Yeah,
right?
So you know, it's really interesting. People come to us, you know, I've been doing this for 30 some odd years. You've been doing it for 20 plus years. Or actually more. You've just been with us for 20 years.
Yeah.
20 plus years. And our business has been started back in 1968. You know, we talk about retirement every day, and people approach us with their thoughts about retiring, living in retirement, experiencing retirement, and all of the gyrations that Tom Brady has gone through his first retirement announcement and now his second retirement, is reminiscent of some of the conversations that we have with many of our clients, isn't it?
Absolutely. You know, people approach retirement or come to retirement in different ways. I mean, sometimes we've seen all kinds of situations where somebody's offered a package, for instance, and they say, oh, gee, that's great. You know, they might not have anticipated retiring right now. They might be a little bit young on the younger side, but the company offers them a great package. They can't refuse it, so they go out early. But then what do you do?
Right. It's, you know, remember back in the 80s, if you grew up like I did in the 80s or perhaps the 90s, but I think it was mostly the 80s, on Saturday night at 9 o'clock, what show was coming on?
Oh, it was The Love Boat.
That's exactly right. It was The Love Boat. And right after that was Fantasy Island, right?
Yes.
All right. But on The Love Boat, the whole theme of The Love Boat was this theme around retirement, right? And you'd go step on the Lido deck, and you'd go on the Princess Cruise Line, and you'd meet Captain Steubing and all of those people. But the whole point was when the boat launched, you threw the streamers off the side of the boat. You had your fancy dinners. You celebrated retirement. You probably got a gold watch. And then after that,
You
died. I mean, that's really what happened after that.
You know, I mean, my grandfather was one of the first to actually, you know, he paid into Social Security as one of the first people that did that.
Yeah.
And when he retired at 65, I think he thought he was going to die shortly afterwards.
Well, life expectancy in the 30s and 40s was mid-60s, right?
Exactly, yeah.
And you know, so the world of retirement is so different today. And what retirement means is something different, too.
Absolutely. And a lot of people find that, you know, they retire and they look back and they say, oh, my God, why did I do this? You know, at first it's great. But after a while, they might find like, oh, my, you know, I'm not ready to not have any structure to my day or, you know, nothing to do.
Yeah, for a lot of people, retirement isn't necessarily about the money, though that's what everybody thinks about first. Oh, my God, if I retire, will I have enough money so that I don't run out of it?
Right.
And what's the like? Well, at least the clients that we see, Mary, in our office. Now, granted, there are many people that live paycheck to paycheck and dollar to dollar, but most people that have had what's called positive cash flow in their life, they bring in more than they spend, so that they've been able to put some money aside for savings and for the future. We find that those people, when they're approaching that retirement date from work, have a different theory about what retirement is. It's not necessarily about the money all the time.
It's certainly not. It's more about, so what do I do for the second part of my life or my second act? Because they really don't want to be idle anymore. It's very unlike people who worked in manufacturing or, you know, were on their feet all day or did some kind of physical labor. Most of the people we see don't do that. And they're actually retiring for enjoyment and pleasure, but what's going to give them that enjoyment and pleasure?
Right, just like Tom Brady. I mean, think of most professional athletes, Tom Brady in particular. I mean, he could have retired years ago. He had plenty of money.
Of course.
It's not about the money.
No.
It's about the camaraderie. It's about the, you know, working with your friends, having a social life, being able to go out and have lunch and have activities and things to do and still be mentally and challenged with what you're doing.
That's so right. And, you know, a lot of people feel like, oh, well, I'm supposed to retire because I'm now 65. I mean, and society has done that where they say, you know, 65 is retirement age. Social Security, you know, you can collect Social Security. 65, 66, whatever that might be. But, you know, a lot of people are not ready to have just an idle lifestyle.
Yeah.
They want something else, whether it's volunteering. So, you know, a lot of times we sit and talk to people not so much about what their money in terms of the money lasting, but more what kind of a life the money can create for them or what kind of a legacy that they can create with that money.
Yeah, we oftentimes tell people when we do our financial planning analyses for them and we do these projections to see, hey, can you retire? Is it time to retire? And when I say retire, retire from the job that you're doing now. One of the greatest feelings that people have, especially as they're approaching retirement, maybe it's 3 or 4 or 5 years away from when they want to retire, we can basically tell them, based upon what they've accumulated and what they have, is that you are now in control. Your job doesn't dictate when you can retire.
Sure.
You get to decide when you want to retire on your terms. And in most cases, many people who want to, if you will, retire from their existing job, don't want to just sit on the front porch drinking lemonade and knitting. They want to go out and do stuff. They want to find another job, whether it's volunteering or whether it's bagging groceries or being a computer tech, whatever it is, working for the Geek Squad at Best Buy or something, just to interact with people. Being a barrister, or whatever the term is,
barista
at Starbucks. They just want to do something where they're not responsible for anybody else. You punch in, you punch out, you do your job, you go home, and you don't think about work when you get home.
Exactly. And, you know, but so many people also look at it and say, oh, my God, I have to get out of my current position. And that's why they actually retire as well. And it's the same thing for them. It's not that they don't like to work. It's not that they don't like their coworkers. It's more they just don't like what they're doing. So it's very important before they actually take that leap to find something else that they want to do. Because if not, they'll be very unhappy. And particularly, I think, for the first few months, it can be a real adjustment.
Yeah, because, you know, you ask people, when you retire, what is it that you want to do? And everyone will say, travel. Yeah. Everyone says, oh, I want to travel. Okay, well, let's make it specific. You can't travel for the rest of your life. You're going to be retired for 30 years or so. You know, so we'll get the travel bug out, and then you'll plan some trips. But oftentimes, we'll sit with a couple when they're sitting in our office, and we say, okay, you want to retire. So tell me what it's going to be like when the two of you are at home and neither of you have a job and you've got the grandkids to visit, but they're busy. They can't see you all the time. You got plenty of money coming in, but what is it that you're going to do that the two of you enjoy doing together? And besides eating out, what's the answer?
A lot of people don't have a good answer to that.
No, and the answer to that question is maybe I shouldn't retire.
Yeah.
Or maybe I should find something else to do. And it's really interesting. You end up going back, if you will, back into the courting stages of your relationship in many
cases.
Might
not be a bad thing.
No, it's not. But you really have to think through, retirement isn't just about the money.
That, and, you know, that's, you know, very evident with Tom Brady. And a lot of people aren't so lucky that they can actually go back into their same line of work and be as successful as Tom Brady was, even though he wasn't, you know, at the end sort of fizzled out there. But on the other hand, he still was able to get back the job he loved and thought he wanted again.
Right.
So, you know, so a lot of people can't do that.
So he got back into so he's now announced that he's going to take a year off. That's what he says. And then he's going to take this broadcasting gig that's going to pay him, I don't know, $30 million a year, something like that, for the next 10 years. Money is not going to be the issue. But what he wants to be challenged. And that's what we all want, too.
And a lot of people want they want some structure. They want to feel like they're needed and valued as well. And that doesn't always happen doing housework at home.
No, it doesn't. And finding stuff to keep you busy, whether it's gardening, whether it's, whether it's bricklaying, whatever it is that you enjoy doing is something that you have to stay busy with because you will fizzle up and just get very bored with your life. You need to stay mentally active as well as physically active.
Right, which means, typically means a variety of activities and a variety of challenges. And it's something that you should cultivate before you actually take that leap into retirement.
Yeah, so if now's the time for you to get serious about your retirement, if you're starting to think about, oh my goodness, can I do this? Do I have enough money to prepare myself to allow myself to live the next 20 or 30 years in a way that I want to live? Do retirement my way. We're here to help. We can put together a plan for you. We can show you what it all looks like, lay it all out in our software. We collect a lot of information from you, and we can give you a sense of certainty to say, can I do this? Can't I do this? What else do I need to do?
And how much do I need for all that travel and all those extracurricular activities that I'm going to do once I retire?
Yeah, right? I'll tell you, the best part of what we do when we do the retirement planning projections and we tell our clients about what it all looks like, and I can tell them they can spend more money than they expected.
I know, but it's hard for them to do, and that's a whole other topic.
That's a whole other story, right. Well, that's going to do it for us today. If you'd like to sign up for our free weekly newsletter, go to our website, friedmanfinancial.com. That's Friedman, two E's and a D, financial.com. Go to the bottom of any page, click on, at the bottom of any page, just put in your name, your email address, and you get the newsletter.
And comes out every Friday morning at 10:30.
10:30. Since when did we start doing this, Marion?
March of 2009. We're coming up on what? Oh my goodness!
Almost 14 years.
Wow.
14 years. Never missing a week.
Wow.
And we write it ourselves. That's going to do it for us today. Everyone, have a wonderful day. Enjoy the Super Bowl. We'll be back again next week with more dollars and cents.
Take care.
Thank you for listening to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial. These discussions are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations. Please consult a certified financial planning planner, tax professional, or attorney prior to investing to determine what is appropriate for you. securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor, member FINRA and SIPC.